And while all these people are talking big about bringing corporate money, while having no record in bringing this money, and that's quite important, Yasser Seirawan or Joël Lotier's record in bringing corporate money, zero, or close to zero, while I was responsible for bringing millions and millions for other players. So it's probably important to mention that there was one period in the history of chess when a professional chess organization enjoyed a privilege of corporate sponsorship. There's only one period, and it lasted 2 years, in 94 and 95. Yeah. It's the first time and the last time, unfortunately, when chess was sponsored by corporate structure, by big corporation. And it was not just, you know, one-off event. It was a 2 years contract with advertising dollars. Also important, advertising dollars, not, you know, sort of, you know, money from, you know, that IBM used from other sources, not a scientific project.
Right.
It was purely sponsorship.
Right.
That's a dream, you know. For 2 years, chess enjoyed the status of professional sport.
Yeah.